Good morning, slash afternoon, slash evening. It's August 22nd, 2010. It's 7:44 in the morning. I am making this audio for my day-by-day entry for yesterday. And we didn't do anything yesterday. In fact, that's pretty normal for us on Saturdays especially. We are homebodies to begin with. We like staying home. We like doing things at home. We're just not real big on, you know, getting out and go and burning a lot of gas and doing a lot of errands, because if I have to do errands, I'm going to try to consolidate them and do them all at one time so I don't have to stretch it out and get out every single day if I don't have to. We enjoy being homebodies, and when we're home, we all do our own thing on our computers. Sometimes we play games together or watch movies. We like staying home. What can I say? We're a family of geeks and we're proud of it. I was thinking about this. We stay home, especially on Saturdays, on purpose. It started out on purpose because we live in a quote-unquote big city, which is Springfield, and a lot of the outlying towns come into Springfield on the weekends to do their errands and whatnot. So it gets really crowded and busy here. The traffic is just horrific. I mean, it's terrible to begin with, but then on the weekends, it gets really congested, especially on this side of town. And it just gets worse and worse the closer we get to the holiday season. So we have made a conscious effort of just staying home on the weekends and avoiding all of that madness. So that's what we did yesterday. We just stuck around the house, and Kevin had a gig last night, so he rested and kind of really took it easy so he'd have enough energy and stamina to get him through the evening. I didn't go to his gig last night. I don't usually go to the gigs. And he's okay with it. He's told me he's okay with it. I hope he's okay with it. The biggest reason I don't go is because I feel pretty uncomfortable sitting out in the crowd by myself. And, you know, that sends a mixed message to other single men that are there, and they come and hit on me, and it's uncomfortable, and it makes Kevin uncomfortable. And so, unless I have someone to go with or sit with, I don't usually go to his gigs. But he went, and I woke up when he got home last night, and he said it went really well. And this is actually his second time playing on stage since the accident, and he loves it. I mean, he loves to get up there and play his music for people. And there was supposed to be a guy in the audience last night checking them out to see if he wanted them to come play for his establishment. So we'll see how that goes. They could be getting more gigs at a different place, closer to home actually, which would be really nice. Kevin is driving himself to these gigs, and he has help from his fellow band members to unload and load and things like that, but he gets there by himself. I mean, he's driving by himself now, so it's a little nerve-wracking, but you know, he's a grown man, he can do this. And even though he's officially still in the handicap category, he's really not. He's doing really well and getting back to normal, so that's good. So there's really not much else to talk about. The boys and I played a game together. That was a lot of fun, and just kind of took it easy and, you know, just kind of relaxed and rested our brains for a little while. We're kind of gearing up for a busy week ahead. School starts on Tuesday. So, which reminds me, I probably need to cut this short and go get the boys out of bed so we can start getting used to getting up early in the morning. So, I'll leave you with that. Have an excellent day and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye.